158, Section 4, Becoming a Part of the United States. As you read, look for the following. How Missouri became a part of the United States. Problems between the settlers and the Native Americans. Vocabulary terms: slave, Louisiana Purchase, militia. In 1775, the American Revolution began. The colonies wanted to be independent from Great Britain. That is, they wanted to be free from British rule. Great Britain asked several Indian tribes to help them keep control of lands along the Mississippi River. On May 26, 1780, British Redcoats, soldiers, and their Indian allies attacked the village of St. Louis. Luckily, the villagers had been warned. They were able to fight off the attackers. It was the only battle of the American Revolution fought in Missouri. The war was ended by a treaty with Great Britain in 1783. The Louisiana Purchase. After the United States gained its independence, more and more settlers moved westward. Many of them crossed the Mississippi River into the Louisiana Territory. By 1800, there were about 10,000 white settlers in the territory. Most of the settlers were Americans. There were also about 1,000 African slaves. A slave is a person who is considered to be the property of another and who is forced to work for that person. Page 159. Again, events far away from Missouri meant changes for the territory. In 1800, Spain gave Louisiana back to France. This alarmed the United States, which sent representatives to France to work out a deal to protect the rights of Americans to use the Mississippi River. To the representatives' surprise, France offered to sell Louisiana to the United States for $15 million. The Americans agreed to the sale. Louisiana, which had been French, then Spanish, then French again, was now American. The United States took control of Louisiana in elaborate ceremonies held in St. Louis on March 9th and 10th, 1804. Spain had not yet had a chance to actually give Louisiana back to France. So, on the first day of the ceremonies, Spain transferred Louisiana to France. On the second day, France gave what is now called the Louisiana Purchase to the United States. Cannons fired, troops paraded, and the American flag was raised over the territory. Page 160. The Territory of Louisiana. The United States divided the lands it had acquired from the Louisiana Purchase into two parts: the Territory of Orleans in the south and the District of Louisiana in the north. At first, the District of Louisiana, which included Missouri, was part of the Territory of Indiana. William Henry Harrison, a future president of the United States, was governor of the Indiana Territory. People living in the District of Louisiana complained that the governor was too far away in the territorial capital of Vincennes, Indiana. So, in 1805, Congress created the Territory of Louisiana. St. Louis was its capital. In 1812, the state of Louisiana entered the Union. The territory north of the new state was then renamed the Missouri Territory to avoid confusion with the new state. Trouble on the frontier. As the settlers of the new territory established a government, new troubles with the Indian tribes began. The British caused much of the trouble. They hoped to use the American Indians to scare away the settlers and then claim Louisiana for themselves. At the same time, Great Britain and the United States were fighting the War of 1812. page 161. To help stop the Indian attacks, the explorer William Clark, who was now the governor of the territory, had forts built along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. The most famous of these were Fort Osage and Fort Howard. Fort Osage was built in 1808 along the Missouri River near the present-day town of Sibley, not too far from where Kansas City would be one day. Fort Howard was built in 1812 on the Mississippi River near the present-day town of Winfield. It was abandoned during the war after nearby settlers fled to St. Louis. Fort Osage remained open after the war as an important trading post. It finally closed in 1822. In 1961, a reconstructed Fort Osage became a National Historic Landmark. In part because of the forts, the Indian attacks failed to scare away the settlers. The young American Army and Navy were able to defeat the British elsewhere. But it was several years before troubles with the Indians ended. The tribes were angry because the settlers were pushing them off the lands where they lived and hunted and farmed. Too often, the settlers acted out of fear of a people whose way of life they did not understand and whose land they wanted and thought was theirs for the taking. The result, too many times, was violence between the Native Americans and the new American settlers. The national government responded by sending soldiers to help the militia protect the settlers. A militia is an army made up of ordinary citizens. Did you know? You can visit a replica or reproduction of Fort Osage and see how the pioneers, fur trappers, and explorers lived in the early 19th century. Do you remember? Number one. From whom did the United States purchase the Louisiana Territory? Number two, why were Fort Osage and Fort Howard built? Page 162, Missouri Portraits, Lewis and Clark. Among the people in the crowd watching the ceremonies in St. Louis in March 1804, when France handed over Louisiana to the United States, were Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. Even before the Louisiana Purchase, President Thomas Jefferson had asked Lewis and Clark to lead an expedition up the Missouri River. The two men were in St. Louis preparing for what was called the Voyage of Discovery. On May 14, 1804, Clark and 43 other men left their camp in Illinois across from the mouth of the Missouri River. Lewis, who was in St. Louis, traveled by horse to meet Clark and the rest of the expedition at St. Charles. They left St. Charles together on May 21st. A large crowd cheered as they rowed their boats up the river. They would not return to St. Louis for more than 2 years. The explorers found that it was hard going against the river current. At times, they used long poles and pushed against the river bottom to move their boats upstream. Sometimes, men walked along the banks and pulled the boats by rope. When the wind was blowing in just the right direction, they used sails to move the boats. By winter, the expedition had reached North Dakota, where they camped near a tribe of Mandan Indians. While in North Dakota, the explorers met a French fur trapper named Toussaint Charbonneau. His wife was a Shoshone Indian named Sacajawea. Lewis and Clark hired Charbonneau and Sacajawea as guides and interpreters, people who can translate languages. Sacajawea, who had a small son with her, was especially helpful. She spoke the language of the Shoshone Indians, who helped the expedition find its way through the mountains. Also, the presence of a woman and child helped the explorers convince the Indians they met that they were peaceful. The expedition reached the headwaters of the Missouri River in Montana. From there, with help from the Shoshone, They crossed the Rocky Mountains and followed the Columbia River to the Pacific Ocean. They reached it in November 1805. The expedition spent the second winter of their trip at Fort Clatsop, which the men built near the coast of Oregon. The voyagers turned around for home in the spring of 1806. When the expedition arrived in St. Louis on September 23, 1806, there was great rejoicing. Many people were surprised to see the explorers because they had been gone so long. Most people thought the expedition had been lost. The voyage of discovery brought back much information about the plants, the geology, the animals, the mountains, the rivers, and the Indians along its route. Page 164, Chapter Review. Summary. In this chapter, you read about the prehistoric peoples who first called Missouri home. You also learned about the tribes that were here when the first Europeans arrived, the Missouri and the Osage. You especially learned about the Osage and their culture. This chapter also covered the arrival of Europeans in Missouri and their first settlements. You read how France claimed the territory that included Missouri, but sold it to Spain, and then later took it back and sold it to the United States. You learned how Missouri became a territory. Included in this chapter was a special feature on the explorers Lewis and Clark and their voyage of discovery, which started and ended in Missouri. Remember, use each of the following terms in a sentence to show its meaning: ally, capital, colony, councils, culture, expedition, hunter-gatherers, missionary, mounds, nomads, petroglyphs, treaty, tribe. Understand. Answer the following questions in complete sentences. Number 1. How do many scientists believe the first Missourians got to North America? Number 2. When did the Hopewell Indians appear in Missouri? Number 3. Name the two main historic Indian tribes in Missouri. Number 4. Explain who Louis Joliet and Jacques Marquette were and why they were important to Missouri history. Number 5. Which European country first claimed Missouri? Number 6. What did the first European explorers find when they came to Missouri? Number 7. When and where was the first permanent Missouri settlement established? Number 8. Why did the United States want to purchase the Louisiana Territory? Page 165. Think about it. Why did the first Missourians leave the place they lived to travel to a place they had never seen? How would you feel if you were asked to leave your home and travel to a new place to live? Write about it. Number 1. Write a short report on how Native American tribes lived in Missouri. Be sure to include information about what they ate, how they obtained their food, their shelter, government, religion, and clothing. Number 2. Native Americans had an oral tradition of passing down tribal history, religious beliefs, and folklore to younger generations. Ask members of your family for a story or tradition that has been handed down through your family. Write down the story or explain your tradition in a short paragraph to be shared with the rest of the class. Use the Internet. Research the Mississippian Indians and their culture. Visit www.mississippian-artifacts.com/ or visit www.cahokiamounds.com/virtual_tour.html to discover information about these early native tribes. Report back on the information you discovered by creating a display. Work together. Number 1. With a partner, make a list of all the places you can find in Missouri with French names. Number 2. With a partner, create a timeline showing the events that led up to Missouri becoming a part of the United States. Pages 166 to 167. Special Section, Jefferson City. Pages 168 to 169. Special Section, St. Louis. Pages 170 to 171. Special Section, Kansas City.